Hi, Lorna.
Hello.
Hi. So this is Dr. Lorna Langley, and her business is Dr. Lorna, Thrive Without Limits. She helps women heal their relationships with money so they can earn more of it, make more, save more, play more. She's the creator of Sacred Money Blueprints, which is her signature program that teaches you how to build a strong, successful, and inspiring financial life. But here's the thing with Lorna. She attended one of these calls last year, and she submitted her application for the Diamond Program, and we had a call, and she decided, yes, she was in. And then we had our first call, which is usually a 90-minute kickoff call, where we really, you know, there's a big questionnaire that you answer about your business, and then we identify the things that we need to do and work on, et cetera. So she did that. We had our call, and then Lorna went out and just, she got really clear about what she was doing, who she was doing it for, and she got really excited about her work. She went out and sold four packages or five packages, I don't remember, for a year long with somebody. And she came to a call the next time. She's like, yep, I've already got five clients. You know, like, seriously? How on earth did you do that? So I want Lorna to tell you her story and what she's been going through this past year. And I want you to know, Lorna has seven children. So nobody gets to use your children as a reason for not doing, not creating your business. You just don't. So Lorna, take it away. Where were you when you first came, and where are you now, and what for you has been the biggest change and transformation in this year?
It's been an incredible year. It has been a year of growth, a year of excitement, a year of drama. I moved, yep. And I wanted a business. I closed down a brick-and-mortar business. And when I moved to a new city. I knew no one. And I knew I needed to start a business, but not knowing anyone with no connections, I thought I would go online. I was totally clueless. I didn't know where to start. I didn't know what to do. And I was surfing the web, and I came on a website and then noticed this call. Anne was having a call, and I came in, and I sort of hovered in the background and listened to Anne. And what caught my attention was the spiritual aspect of it. One, and then because I have a spiritual bent, I wanted somebody that who had that, but I wanted somebody who had a track record, because I needed to learn a lot. I needed somebody who I thought was patient. I listened to how Anne operated with others, how she handled her call, how she related to others on Facebook, and I thought, I'll give her a shot. I signed up, and when I knew what I wanted to do, I went out and said, that's it. I went out and did. And I sang like a bird. I spoke to everybody. I told everybody what I wanted. Now, I had a program in my head, but I didn't know how to translate it to an online business. And Anne's insight, skills, knowledge was priceless. There was no money I could have paid for that. It was worth every cent and plus. She was patient. She had skills. And the hard part was I knew nothing about marketing. I knew nothing about online. Even the language was foreign. And Anne was very helpful that way. And as I got into the business, my house burnt down. And I still had to navigate a business, train, learn, and still grow clients. I just rolled up my sleeves and said, it's what I got to do. I can't wish for it. I can't dream for it. I have to put out the work. And yes, it was a little bit overwhelming. The marketing was the hardest part. I didn't know anything about programming, writing, you know, creating a program, creating packages. And I just learned on the way. There are nights I sat up and I'm going, I've got to be crazy. Look what I'm doing. But I look at the end result. I kept my goal in mind. I had a vision of what I wanted to do. And I was determined that it was going to happen. I knew I couldn't wish for it because it wasn't going to happen from wishing. I knew I had to work. And I knew I needed a teacher. And I got Anne. And now my business is really thriving. My income, right out the gate, I was pushing about five grand a month. Right out the gate, I made up my mind, and now I'm saying, hey, you know, I think I can push for 10.
Yes, I love that. I love that. I've been so astonished. And what she's talking about with the copy is that we sat down and we wrote copy together on sales pages. We just, you know, spent the time on the phone, and you know, Lorna's in Canada. I'm in South Florida. So it's not like we got together in person. We got together on the phone. And in addition to the house, in addition to the kids, in addition to the new business, in addition to the move, she also has her mother, her elderly mother, that she cares for and is helping and supporting. So, like, Lorna's got her hands full, right? There's a lot that's going on. So, Lorna, thank you for saying that. This is, like, I've never seen anything like it in my life. I'm just like, wow. Wow. So I love that you're up for $10,000 a month. I think that's wonderful, and you can totally do that.
Yes.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
So let me ask you a question. What was your biggest fear about saying yes? Because once you decided you were in, you were done, that's it. But what did you have to move through for you in order to step into
the cost? That? The biggest thing was, am I going to get the value that I wanted for my dollar? And that was what I was looking at, and what you were offering, what the programs were, that you had lined up. And when I evaluated that, it was, yes, there's no way I could lose. I'm going to get my money's worth.
Okay, and I think you said, yes, you did get your money's worth.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. That's good. So what would you tell somebody if they were weighing in on this decision? Like, they've been wanting to, but they're scared, but they want to, but they're scared, but they want to, but they're scared. You know how that is, right? One foot in, one foot out. What would you tell them?
Anything new, anything you want to do that is new, you're going to be afraid. It is like you're going to get up and brush your teeth. You're just going to be afraid. The problem, I find that even for me, your fear is your biggest obstacle. Don't listen to it. Know what you want. You will be afraid. Get someone to understand how it looks. Anne is that person. She understands what it feels like to be afraid. And she will hold your hand through the fear. And she will encourage you. And she will let you know that you'll be okay. And you'll do it. But fear is there. But don't let the fear stop you. Go for what you want.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you so much. Seriously, thank you so much, Lorna. Your story is so inspiring. And what I especially love about it is that, you know, things happen. And if we let them stop us, then we let them stop us, right? And Lorna didn't let anything. She just kept staying focused and kept, you know, yes, through the overwhelm, yes. But she wasn't afraid. She just, you know, when she went out and sold those packages, you guys, you have to know, she didn't even have a website. So when I hear people say, well, I have to have this perfect, and I have to have that perfect, and I have to have these things in place in order to, I'm like, no, you don't. No, you don't. You just don't. And that's the biggest, beautiful example for me of someone who just said, you know what, I'm not letting it stop me. I'm going to go do it. And so she did. And every time she turned around, she's like, yeah, I've got another person. It was pretty amazing. Lorna, you rock. Thank you.